The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We've been discussing the topic of the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, saving the ummah. Last night we discussed how the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra has been able to inspire and help guide believers from that point onwards to want and desire shahada and martyrdom, which is one of the, and truly in the context of the battle with the enemies of Allah, the strongest weapon that makes a nation undefeatable. The same way that martyrdom has an impact, a very significant and profound impact on the believers that have not been martyred at that point, all the way until the end of time, God gives it that impact and that effect. Martyrdom has a negative impact on the enemies of Islam. A very devastating negative impact on the enemies of Islam. What is that impact? There are multiple aspects and dimensions of that. For instance, one of the things that has been mentioned, they say the British recorded this. They said, we have had our fair share of experience with this. You don't want to create martyrs, something that this dumb Trump did. In broad daylight, in a sense, it was in the middle of the night, but openly and announcing it while he was shaking that he's responsible for taking the life of these two great shuhada, Haj Qasim and Haj Abu Mahdi. British said, you don't want to create martyrs because that will just fuel the movement against them. It will fuel hatred against the tyrant. It will inspire others to be more severe against that tyrant. This is something that has been said. I don't want to talk about those other aspects, the effect of it on the believers. And then because the believers rise, no. In some cases, the effect of shahada in that way that we just talked about on the believers that will cause them to rise doesn't happen right there and then. Best example, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. She was martyred in a horrific way. The daughter of the Prophet. No one can be compared to her. They did it. But was there a rise? More people joining at that time? No. There's a time for it. All of the shuhada of this century, these last couple of centuries, the rise of Fatimiyun in the general sense of the word, not that particular group, but it includes them as well. The rise of Fatimiyun is these last two centuries that we have seen. At the time, it didn't happen. There is, however, an effect on the enemies that is inevitable, and it's right there. And it's like a seed. It's planted. It will haunt those aggressors. It will haunt those enemies. If, and many times, not then even, but later. And that is the effect of the righteous, the effect of righteousness, the effect of haqq on batil. The shahada that they are responsible for, that very act, has a direct effect in getting rid of that batil. In other words, if they do their batil, but they don't get to this level where they kill those who are fighting batil, their defeat will not be as definite and will not be as severe. It's the effect of haqq on batil. A blood that is spilled, a blood of haqq, an innocent blood, that their guilt, their sin, their issue is that they were standing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only reason why they got killed. That act right there, which on this side of it is shahada, in God's system, and He's the king, He's the authority, that will bring them to a defeat. That will bring them to their knees. That will defeat them, that will destroy them. At the right time, of course. But it's that shahada that defeats them. That killing of the mu'mineen that defeats them, that brings them to an end. Therefore, what Sayyid Hassan mentioned, when Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, may Allah protect him, this great scholar, this mujahid fi sabilillah, when he said, when Trump proudly said, I ordered the killing of these two great people, Sayyid Hassan mentioned that this is his end, his defeat. He will not win the elections. Did he have knowledge of the unseen? Not necessarily. Maybe he has, but it's clearly based on an Islamic teaching. This is what the blood of a shaheed does. In God's book, this is what happens. This is what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If a person is a mu'min, they go as far as giving their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I will avenge that blood. I will do that. That person is coming down. And this is why, again, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to say, kill us. Kill us. They would kill some of the believers, the leaders of the movement, officials, people that seem to be very important figures. Shaheed Beheshti was no ordinary individual. Shaheed Beheshti was a genius, spoke numerous languages, had connections throughout the world, was able to understand political matters, was able to understand economic matters on levels that most people couldn't. This great thinker, who besides his thinking is a great manager, and besides that is a great mu'min and is an arif, this man is taken out along with 72 other people that were all less than him, but they were all great people. Members of parliament, people that were giving their everything for Islam and for the revolution at the time. In one explosion, these 73 people were taken out. Imam Khomeini said, kill us. What type of logic is this? Kill us. What type of logic? This is the logic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that grants victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that, as he says, إِنَّمَا النَّصْرُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory is only from Allah. It doesn't come from your warfare, from your technologies. It doesn't come from that. Allah will grant victory to whomever He wishes, whenever He wishes. إِنَّمَا النَّصْرُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. There is no other way to victory. Okay? He, as the one who grants victory, He tells us this. You give your life for me, I will give you victory. You do what you need to do. And when I put you in a situation where your life is going to be taken, give that life, I will give you victory. For that person, that shahada is itself victory. For the movement, if there are people that are continuing that, they move forward with that, they also do the same thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory to that movement. This is why the shahada of Imam al-Husayn, besides the shahada of Fatima al-Zahra, gave Islam a victory. If you want to defeat the enemies of Islam, be willing, and when the time comes, give your life. That giving of life on your part, that istishhad on your part, the killing that happens on their part will lead to their defeat. Because God says, if they do that and you do this, I will grant you and your movement victory and I will defeat them.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء